This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Hope everyone had a beautiful Shabbos Kala. Shabbos before Shavuos. Today we're going to speak about an amazing topic. The subject of the Yesoimim's responsibility to pay up the debt of their father. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara talks about a case of Hahu Gavro Davamaski Bey Meo Zuze. A guy owed 100 zuz. Shachiv, he died. Shavak Katina Da'ara, he left a small piece of land to have a Shave Chamshin Zuzi that was worth 50 zuz. Asa Balchoiv. The Balchoiv came with Katarafle. He wanted to grab the field. So Azul Yasmi Yavule Chamshin Zuzi. The Yisamim gave him 50 zuz. So he says, great, thanks for the 50 zuz. You still owe me 50 zuz. Hadar Katarafle. He then went to grab the field. Asul Kameda Abaye. They came before Abaye Omar Lahen. He said, Mitzvah al ha-yisoymim lefraya chayv aviyan. The yisoymim have a mitzvah to pay the debt of their father. Hani kamoi mitzvah abdisim. The money they gave originally was for the mitzvah of paying the debt of their father. But there's still, the land is still meshubad. Hashto kitarf bedin katarf. Now that he's grabbing, he's grabbing properly. The Gemara says, that's provided the Yesoimim didn't say, we're giving you the money to buy the field. But if they say, we're giving you the money to buy the field, so that field is no longer meshubed for the debt of their father. What exactly is the mitzvah to pay the debt of their father? It says Rashi, look on the left-hand side, Mishum kavod avian, out of honor to their father. Ela she'ein lebezdin lekoifan alkach. Bezdin is not going to force them to do this. Delav mitzvahs asei mefureshesi. It's not a mitzvahs asei mefureshes, kesuka ukelulav, ela mitzvah ba'alma d'rabanan. It's just a mitzvah, a rabbinic mitzvah. Rashi seems to be bothered. If it was a mitzvah, then why wouldn't we force them to do it? So the answer Rashi gives is it's not a full-fledged mitzvah. It's not like a sukkah and a lulav, where we had earlier in the Gemara, remember we had a few blad ago, that a sukkah and lulav, we could force somebody to do. Even priyas chayiv mitzvah, we could force someone to pay back. A real mitzvah, we could force somebody to observe a real mitzvah. But this is not a real mitzvah like a sukkah and a lulav. It's like a quasi-mitzvah. So since it's like a quasi-mitzvah, we don't force it. What's the quasi-mitzvah? The quasi-mitzvah is it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. Sounds like if it would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, we could force it, but it's only a mitzvah d'rabanan. What exactly is the mitzvah? We'll see. Tosfos seems to disagree with Rashi. Tosfos seems to be saying that Tosfos seems to be saying that there's a different reason we don't force you to be mekayim this mitzvah. Tosfos quotes Rashi over here. Since it's only drabanan, we don't force you. Tosfos says we do find that we force by mitzvah drabanan, kagoin mitzvah lekayim divrei hames, like the mitzvah to fulfill the words of the mess. We say in hashaleach the koifin es hayarshin, that we force the yarshin. So we force on mitzvos d'rabanan. Now, why don't we force here? So Tosfos says a very interesting svara. The taima, look earlier, Tosfos says, Mishum dava mitzvas kibud mitzvah shamatan schara betzida. It's a mitzvah that the reward is written on its side. De'ein bezdin shalamata muzharan aleha. Bezdin down here is not muzhar on a mitzvah that matan schara bitsida. That's an interesting idea, that any time there's a mitzvah where the Torah says a reward, then Bezdin down here in this world does not enforce it. So we have a machloikas rishainim. Rashi learns the reason why we don't force this mitzvah is because it's only the Rabbanon. Tosfos asks, we do find that we force on the Rabbanons, and Tosfos therefore says the reason we don't force here is because it's a mitzvah, shematan schara betzida. Rav Yaakov Emden has a bomb question here. Rav Yaakov Emden wants to know, why does Rashi say that this is not a mitzvah d'oraisa? Why would this not be a mitzvah d'oraisa? It's not mufureshes to pay the debt of your father? How about kaved esavicha v'yasimecha? Is that not explicit enough? After all, look in Rashi. Rashi says, mishum kibud avian. It's honor. So I don't think there's any mitzvah that's more explicit than kibud avaim. Ask of Yaakov Emden. Kashali, my time of Parish Rashi, Ela Shein Bezan Kav Shein Mitzvah Freshes, Atu Mitzvahs Kibod, Mi Lai Mefarsha B'day Raisa, Ibra B'mi Di D'mamayna Kaimel Ah. The answer is, B'mi Di D'mamayna Kaimel Ah, De'ino Chayv L'chavda Mishalai. Even though we paskin, you have to honor your father, but who has to pay for it? We don't find that you have to pay money to honor your father. Do we find anywhere that you have to pay money to honor your father? We don't find such a thing that one has to pay money to honor their father.
Is there still a mitzvah of kibud av la'achar misa?
Yes. There is a mitzvah of kibud av la'achar misa. Let's say if a child says Kaddish, there is a kiyum of kibud av la'achar misa. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden is asking, we don't find it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And he basically said, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, what do you mean we don't find the mitzvah d'oraisa? What about kibud av ha'im? No, but we paskin mishel av. So, but here the kids are spending their own money to pay. Avo b'haniach avia mois akatya ika shel av v'chiyuva mechavya min ha'toyra. He says, if the father specifically left over money, they would be obligated to pay. But he says, here the father died, and the nafli nichsi kame yarshin, so kvar zacha b'hu yarsha, v'yasmi labanei mavin mitzuninu. Okay. Basically, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying that the reason why there's no mitzvah d'oraisa is because even though there's a mitzvah of kibud av ha'im, but you don't have to spend money on it. That's very interesting. Look in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer also has a very interesting approach. He says, Das Rashi, the mitzvah ala yisoimim, have a nami mishum koloin avihem. Delei have a loiva rasha. You know, if you borrow money and you don't pay, you're a Rasha. So the Chassam Sofer learns it's not kavod, because kavod, like we mentioned, you don't have to spend money on. It's the father's money that's responsible. In other words, if your father says, come visit me, dad, flights are $5,000. Now I want you to come. Okay, no problem. But you have to pay for the flight, or you have to pay for the food. But the Chassam Sofer, the way he gets around this is it's not kavod here, it's shame. It would be shameful for the father to be in Gehenim as a Rasha. So the this is not kavod, this is bizayon, this is moira. Chassam Sofer says, v'mkein hava b'chlal moira av, v'ein matan schara b'tzida. It would not be like, Tosfos says this is something we would force. I'm sorry, Tosfos says we wouldn't force this because it's matan schara betzida. The Chassam Sofer says no, it's ein matan schara betzida. The koifin ilav Dekatina da ara hava drabanan. So this is technically fear, where the reward is not written. The only thing is, this little piece of land is drabanan. What does that mean? Behind mishum dekaimlan kibud mishal av lo mishal ben. V'had dekalan hava kamei moira v'chay v'afilu mishal ben. Zehu gufa midrabanan. Listen to this. Says the Chassam Sofer. This kavod, you don't have to pay money. The fact that out of fear you have to pay, that's a din drabanan. How do we see that? From the Gemara in Kedushin, in the Ran, by the story of Dama ben Asina, that it's a chumra yisera and a mitzvah drabanan, not to. You have to pay money to fear your father. Okay, this is very interesting. I guess by the case of Dama ben Nesina, he didn't wake up his father, and that was considered a drabanan of spending money out of Moira. So basically, the Chassam Sofer learns this is not a matter of kavod midrabanan; it's moira midrabanan, and the father and the son would have to pay money midrabanan. But again, that's not how Rabbi Yaakov Emden learned. Rabbi Yaakov Emden learned that it's that the reason why there's no mitzvah d'oraisa is because you don't have to honor your father out of your own money. The question, though, then is: so then, what is the drabanan over here? I mean, the Chassam Sofer learns that the Rabbanan is Moira. But how would Rabbi Yaakov Emden learn? What is the Rabbanan? We hold that a child has to honor the father but doesn't have to spend money, and you don't even have to spend money mid Rabbanan. If you look in the Hagoy Sashri, well, first look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Im lo yarshu klum me aviyem, if a child doesn't inherit anything from the father, they don't have to pay the debt of their father. There's even no mitzvah. You hear what the Shulchan Aruch paskins? That if a father has debt and he dies and he didn't leave over any money, there's no mitzvah for the kid to pay up his father's debt. So the question is, then what's our Gemara talking about? Must be our Gemara is talking about where the father did leave over money. And since he left over money, there's a mitzvah drabanan. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if a father dies and he didn't leave over money, there is no drabanan. But our Gemara, according to Rashi, is saying there is a drabanan. So it must be speaking about where the father did leave over money. So if the father left over money, what exactly is the drabanan over here? Here, look in the Hagoy Sashri. He says, if the father didn't leave over money, we don't force Yisayim to pay the debt. Aval mitzvah ika, there is a mitzvah, mishum kavod aviyam, out of honor to the father. Miu ika l'man de'amar, there is a man de'amar who says, she'enoi chayiv b'chavod aviv, that you don't have to honor the father, rak mishal aviv, only from the father's money. Aval mishaloi, from your own money, afilu mitzvah leka. There's not even a mitzvah. V'chein kaimalan soy parakam degudosh. That's how we paskin. Meaning the Hagoy Sashri is bringing two deos. If the father didn't leave any money, the Ri says, even though we don't force you to pay his debt, there's a mitzvah. And some say that no, there's not even a mitzvah. So let's think about that for a moment. If the father does not leave over money, there's no mitzvah to pay his debt, because we paskin mishal av, loy mishal ben, that you have to honor the father from his own money, not from your own money, not from your money. Then why would there be a mitzvah if your father does leave over money? After all, if he leaves over money, but you inherit it, and now it's yours. So what exactly is the mitzvah? If there's no mitzvah if the father doesn't leave over money, then why should there be a mitzvah if he does leave over money? Because technically there's no nafkamina, because whether or not he leaves over money, it will become your money when he dies.
And this why is should become your... But if there was a Baal Chayiv, if there was a Chayiv, then maybe that money is earmarked to pay up the Baal Chayiv, and it's not, doesn't go to the Yarshim.
There's no concept of earmarking by Metaltalin, only by Karka. Right? We're talking about where the father is leaving over money. So there's no Shibud on Kesef. Rabbi Chanan says, Toysis de Masa Prius Bachoiv Mitzvah. This is earlier on. Rabbi Chanan quotes Vahagoisa Shri Khan Kosav, the Hecha Deloi Niach Aviam Nechasim, Ein Lechaivam Bishwal Kibir Av, the Kamlo Shalav Lo Mishal Ben. Ulechayra gam behoniach avia nechasim mikomakim kvar zachu behem b'shas misa va'achshav hu mishal ben. Rabbi Chana wants to know, what's the nafkamina if the father does or does not leave over money? If he doesn't leave over money, even though wouldn't you want him to get out of Gehenna and not owe the money? He says, yeah, I would, but it's not my problem because I don't have to spend money on this. So then even if he does leave over money, I inherit the money. Then once I inherit the money, why do I have to spend it to bail out the father? So Chanan said something interesting. He says, Tzarech lemer, kivan d'tzorech hamesu lefroya chayvoysav. Since it's a need of the mess to pay his debt, the chaldavar shutzar chames, and whatever is needed for the mess, who kaidem liarshin, umikri adayin shaloi leinyan davar tzarchle, it's still considered his for something that he needs. Meaning, let's say you need to bury the mess. Do you say, well, that's his problem? He didn't buy a burial. I inherit this mamain. Or do we say anything which is needed by the mess, he takes precedence over the Yarshin. And it's considered his for this. I'm not sure I understand that, because then even if he didn't leave it over, what difference does it make if he left over or not? So you say, if he didn't leave over, then I'm not responsible to pay for his burial. But if he left over mamain, so then this is still his. He's still alive for this. Meaning, it's like he's still around. Legabe burial, he still needs the money. Legabe paying off debt, he still needs the money. Now, it's not a... Biblically, I'm not meshubet to it, but at least it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. Let me see if I... Rav Aaron Leib Steinman also quotes Rav Chanan's kasha, D'may nafkamina gam kisha av hineach nechasim, because they inherit it. Rabbi Kiva Eger also in the Tshuvos also asks, Lama Mechuyiv HaBen L'Shalem Machmas Kibud Afilu K'sheyesher Metaltalin. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman says like this. What if a father would say, take this hefker and cook it for me? Now, if the kid would go along and be koine the item of hefker, he wouldn't have to cook it anymore, because you're not mechuyev to use your own money to cook for your father. But maybe since the mitzvah is chal on him immediately to honor the father, you're mechuyev to pick this up and cook it for the father. Why? The same way, even though you're not obligated to spend money on the father, you are mechuyev if the father says, I want you to visit me. What do you mean visit you? But I have to work. If I don't go to work time and lose $1 million, that money you have to be mevatel from your malacha to honor your father. Even according to the man de Amra, Mishal Av, but you do have to be mevatel your work. So too here, you'd have to be mevatel the revach of being zoicha in this hefker for yourself. So therefore, if your father leaves over nechasim, as soon as he dies, before your yoyreshit, the mitzvah is chal to honor the father and not to be zoicha in his assets. Masha'in kein, if it's your money, there is never a chiyav of kibud av to begin with. In other words, it seems like Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman is saying that what Yerusha is like a couple-step process. The father dies, the items are like ownerless, and then they go to the heirs. So in that split second when the father dies, when the items are now not owned before you acquire them, the mitzvah kicks in and says, give it to your father. Not sure I understand that. Is that really how it works? That when a father dies, the property is ownerless, and then you're kind of it? Or doesn't the Torah straight up move it into your rishus? Or somehow the mitzvah preempts the process of Yerusha, that before it's pushed into your rishus, the mitzvah says you have to use it for the father.
It's like an ear tag, like Gossel was saying before. Maybe there's like an ear tag to it from beforehand.
But there's no ear tag on money, right? In other words, my money is not meshubed to my debt. Only land is meshubed to the debt. Let's see what Rabbi Kivager says. He says, "Udvareinu ahidu parak misha enosoi in ksubas sadi alam amad beis mitzvah liyisomim lefraya chayves aviyam du midin kibud av after loyt siva came beferush." Right, the father never commanded the kids to pay off, but the Gemara says it's a mitzvah. Tzarach lemer du gam kin inyan kavod ugedoyla dechoyshesh lechvaydai sheyofra chayvosav. It's greater than the honor of your father's wife and Achiv Hagadah. So therefore, Rabbi Kivager says, Ladina, let's say a father commands his sons, I want you to give some of Yerusha to Pliny. Do you have to fulfill the father's request? Yes. Aye, the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is only if he's mashlish the money into a third party for that. That's if he says tenu. That's only a lashon of matana. But gam nafkamina b'mitzvah le'echad mishar yoshev doyshach din kibar av gam b'mitzava le'bon av nafkamina. Let's say the father commands someone who's not a child. Do you have a din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? But then Rabbi Kivager backtracks and he says, "D'yeshamar kivan d'yarshu amaman have a maman shalahem. Isn't it? Doesn't it become their money? Ve'ena mechuyam l'kayim is at savas aviyam d'kayim elan kibar av mishalav. Ay." The after b'metalteli diyasmi mitzvah lefraya chavis avim upeirush rashi mishum kibud av v'noychiach mizah kivin the mikayach ah. Says maybe v'noychiach mizah kivan the mikayach avihem balohem amamoin loy mikri kolkach shel ben. Rabbi Kivager says a very interesting svara. Says you know why there's a mitzvah for the child to pay his father's debt. I don't have to spend money on it. Hal, where'd you just get this money from? Oh, it's my money. Who gave it to you? The Torah. Yeah, who gave it to the Torah? Your father. So where'd you get this money from? Came from your dad. How did he get it? He worked his whole life for it. So you're telling me the kid's going to say, well, I know I have to honor my father, but I don't have to spend money out of my own pocket. Say, kid, this is not out of your own pocket. Your father just gave it to you. Rabbi Kaviger says, it's not a gzeres hakosov, I think, what he's saying. It's not a gzeres hakosov that the Torah didn't place an obligation to spend money on your father. The pshat is that it's your you have to honor your father. It's just, you're not required that it should come out of your pocket. So you say, well, in this case, it's coming out of my pocket. Well, not really, because your father just put it into your pocket because he left over money for you. But then Rabbi Kiviger further qualifies that. That maybe, so in other words, and in that case, let's say a father says to a kid, I'm leaving you a big Yerusha, give some of it to Yankel Shmero. Does a kid have to listen? Rabbi Kiviger says, well, maybe it's only if it's paying off a debt, because it's a little bit ni'ilas delas. But then Rabbi Kiviger says, then if that's the case, why did Tosis have to say that we don't force because it's matan schara betzida? Say, of course we don't force. It's the kid's money. The only reason why we're making the kid pay is because of ni'ilas delas. But maybe we're not going to force. But bottom line is, in the back and forth of Rabbi Kiviger, we see a little different than Rabbi Chanan, and a little different than Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. Rabbi Chanan was saying, I didn't fully understand it, that I don't have to, that a Yerusha that falls to a kid that's being used for the father's need is considered the father's money. It's like burying the father. Before any heirs get the money, they have to take care of the needs of the mace. So almost the way Rabbi Chanan is learning is it's still in the father's domain. The Yerusha is not effective until you take care of everything the mess needs. Rabbi Aaron Leib seems to be saying that before the Yerusha is chal, the mitzvah, it's not that it's the father's need, right? Rabbi Chanan is saying that since this is something still needed by the father, it doesn't transfer yet to the heirs. Rabbi Aaron Leib is saying it's not that it doesn't transfer because the father needs it. It's that the mitzvah, the same way you would, l'chayra, a mitzvah would say that the kid should not acquire something from Hefker, the mitzvah should say the kid should not acquire the Yerusha yet.
Are we going to equate paying off the American Express bill that the father left behind with burying the father?
Yes. Because basically his soul will not have respite in the same way his soul won't have respite until you cover him nicely with the dirt. His soul will not have respite if he still has a 9% interest charge on his assets, at least to another Jew, if he owes money. On the other hand, what's Rabbi Kiviger is saying, this is not called Michel Ben, because the father just put this money in the kid's pocket. That's not called the kid spending money on it. You know, that would be a little bit analogous to a father turns to a kid. He says, here's $1 million. Could you do me a favor? Could you get me a Coke? I said, yeah, but you have to pay for it. Not out of my pocket. Kid, I just put a lot of money in your pocket. That's what do you think I gave it to you for? No, I was coin it. It's like a father says to a kid, pass the cholent. No, it's my cholent. I would just picked it. I was coin it. You have to spend your own money on the cholent. No. I didn't give it to you not to give it back to me.
Why couldn't the father specify? Or does he not have to specify?
He doesn't have to. This is not called the kid spending his own money. Him spending the money the father gave him is still considered. In other words, what's the reason a kid doesn't have to spend his own money? The Torah never obligated that the kid spend money on that. This is not what the Torah had in mind. If the father gives it to you, that much you have to spend. All right, that's what I got for you. In terms of this week's schedule, I think we're going to try to do Daf Sadi Beis tomorrow. In terms of the Eon, we'll see. I'm probably not around next Sunday. Okay, we'll be in touch further scheduling. Okay, Hatzlacha, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.